States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And anyone who's going to testify, I think you can remain standing for just a second. Anybody going to talk?
We didn't hear you.
You can see, you can remain seated.
Sorry. I can't hear you.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Let's hear yourself. Which one are we starting on? Do we have this?
AI 7.
Okay. I'm going to start off with case number 2025-071364. Name of the owner is Carmen Larkin. Name of the dog is Dexter. Neutered dog.
Yeah.
Is that y'all?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll call you up in a second.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this on?
Probably helps if I turn it on.
Honestly, I forgot to renew the license, and my mind has just been, I got a diagnosis of breast cancer, and I forgot everything else.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, I will be paying this week whenever you guys decide, whatever it is.
Okay, actually the city just asked that you pay, and I'll enter an order that says if you paid, that there'll be no fine.
There's no fine.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Yep, no, that's right. If you pay it, well, before I enter the order, then you can just ignore the order. Because the order will say if you pay it, then there's no fine.
Okay.
Okay? So do you have anything? No. Nope. So that's fine. I'll enter an order, but if you paid it, just go ahead and ignore it. It'll say in the order if you paid it, you don't have to pay the fine.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, get the rabies and the license done as soon as you can.
Yes.
And the fine will be waived.
Oh, okay. I'll be trying to get that done this week.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to get it done this week before I go to the
court. Try to get it before he creates the order.
All right.
The order will stay as long as you get it done within a certain amount of time.
Okay.
The fine will be waived.
All right. I appreciate that, and I'll get it done this week.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You so much.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Can I leave, or do I have to stay?
We're done with this case?
Yes.
You can leave.
You can leave. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we'll move on to
number 8.
Is currently, I think, up to date with everything. What happens is my 83-year-old mom takes MJ to Massachusetts for like half the year, and I should prioritize, but I haven't prioritized that. But I feel like I'm always like catching up. I'm always a little bit late. I took today off of work to be here because I got like 17 different notices. I understand how important this is, but I'm just a single mom with three boys who play all the sports in the world, and I work 50 hours a week, just trying to keep my head above water. That's it. Everything's up to date with MJ. It's always just a little bit behind, because by the time she brings them, by the time I take them to get shots, and, you know. And they never give me the five-year shot or the three-year shot. They only do the 1 year because of, like, the lapse of whatever. So it's like every time I'm like, please. They're like, we can't do that. So
I don't have any problem really waiting this fine, but there are two outstanding liens from the fines before that were never paid.
I just don't understand where that all came from.
Well, it's the same thing that happened here. There was no, I've got the order.
I know a couple years back I refinanced, and I think I paid $400 for MJ in back something. Like, it's just, in my opinion, just a tad bit ridiculous. I don't have money for that. I know there was a lien paid when I refinanced 2 years ago.
Well, there's nothing I can do about the liens that have already been...
Right, that's fine.
...against the property.
Just moving forward.
I'll tell you what, I can waive it this time, but... Ordinarily, I may pay those liens to waive it, but if... It's just a lien against the property, you pay sooner or later if your house is ever sold. But, I can waive this, but please try to... I mean, this is apparently at least the third time, maybe the fourth time, what I'm looking
at. Yeah, I've been in Palm Coast for 18 years. Like I said, unfortunately, my mom had four strokes... 1.5 months ago. So she's not going to be taking MJ anytime soon. So, like I said, I'm caught up to date with all the shots and all the stuff. I feel like I'm always like 3 months behind, and this is where this all tallies up. But I'll make it a point. Yeah, my house.
All right, well, okay. I'll tell you what, I'll waive this fine, but just
appreciate
whatever
it.
There are liens. It's probably better to pay those at some point.
Okay.
Or you're going to be, you know, be a cloud on the title.
Yeah, like I said, I paid $400 just a couple years ago when I refinanced, which I was like, what the heck is this? I was unaware of that. So,
well, I mean, these orders get mailed to the address, so somebody's ignoring something.
Yeah, and then the other thing is they mail it to my maiden name, so half that mail doesn't even come to my house. I see the notices on the garage over and over again. But, you know, I'll do better with trying to just...
I mean, I believe this got mailed to 12-8 places that we live.
I do.
Well, then they're coming there.
Okay.
They send them certified mail and stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll tell you what, I can waive this, but...
I appreciate it.
Please...
Moving forward. Yeah, like I said, he's up to date with everything, and I'll just make it a point to set myself a reminder.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll be, if you get an order, but, you know, I mean, the next time it'll be, it will be imposed, so.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Try to keep him up to date.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, the next case is case number 2025-071-490. Name of the owner is Luis or Louis Maxwell. And the dog's name is Rusty, a neutered dog. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal named Rusty, a neutered dog. License expired December 31st, 2024, with a rabies expiration of November 10th, 2024. Violation of circular to license to vaccinate an animal, first offense. Our first notice was mailed out October 1st, 2024, the second notice being mailed out January 3rd, 2025. The citation was issued July 30th, 2025, was posted at location in City Hall August 23rd, 2025. The certified mail on August 25th, 2025, the result was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted at location in City Hall on November 12th, 2025, and was certified mail prior on October 8th, 2025. The result was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. We have no previous citations waived or hearings held. The city's recommendation is that the city require a $5 licensing fee and current rabies if not submitted within 10 days from the order. The city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, that'd be sure. Okay. I'm going to go with the city's recommendation, require a $5 license fee and current rabies vaccination proof, and if that's not submitted within 10 days of the order, and a fine of $75 first offense. Move on to 7?
10. 10 and 11.
7 withdrawn?
No, we've just heard her.
Well, I think that was 8.
She was Eagle Harbor Trail.
Sir.
She was the first one.
Oops. Okay, hang on a second. First people that were here?
No,
seven was first. Okay.
And then 8 was MJ. All right. Or you wait for the final.
Okay. 8 was the lady that was just here.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Moving on to case number 2025-071401. Tanika Williams is the owner. The dog's name is Reuben Baxter. It's got two names. Male dog. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez from the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite. One, provides proper service along with supporting documents. The animal, Reuben Baxter, male dog, license expired November 21st, 2024, with a rabies expiration on August 23rd, 2025. The violation is for failure to license an animal, first offense. Our first notice was mailed out first class September 3rd, 2024, with the second notice being mailed out December 4th, 2024. The citation was issued on July 29th, 2025. It was posted at location at City Hall August 15th, 2025. Certified mail August 18th, 2025, and the result was signed for and signature was unintelligible. Hearing was posted at location at City Hall November 12, 2025, and was certified mail prior on October 8, 2025. And the result was signed for by Tanika Williams. We have no previous citations or hearings held. The city's recommendation is that the city requires a $10 licensing fee and current rabies. If not submitted within 10 days from the order, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, I'm going to rule with the city and require a $10 license fee and proof of current rabies vaccination. And if that's not submitted within 10 days from the date of the order, I'll impose a $75 first offense citation. Just before we move on, I think I had it. This second woman, Louisa Gordon, that she didn't sign in, right?
Okay. Yeah, you should have two sign-in sheets up there.
Gotcha. All right. So I remember later when I did the orders. Okay. Move on to case number 11. Also, Tanika Williams. Same person?
Yep.
Okay. Dog's name is Bella Diori, female dog. The violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal first offense. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal, Bella Diori, female dog. License expired November 21st of 2024 with a rabies expiration April 25th, 2024. The violation is the failure to license and vaccinate an animal, first offense. Our first notice was mailed out September 3rd, 2024, with our second notice being mailed out December 4th, 2024. The citation was issued July 29th, 2025, was posted at the location in City Hall August 15th, 2025, was certified mail August 18th, 2025, was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted at the location in City Hall November 12th, 2025, and was certified mail inquiry on October 8th, 2025, and the result was signed for by Tamika Williams. We have no previous citations waived or hearings held. The city's recommendation is that the city requires a $10 licensing fee and current rabies if not submitted within 10 days from the order. The city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed to 30 days from the date of invoice.
I'm going to enter an order in accordance with the city's recommendation and require a $10 license fee and proof of current rabies vaccination. And if that's not submitted within 10 days from the date of the order, impose a $75 first offense citation. Moving on to B21.
Yes, sir.
Now, the case number 2025-071378, owner's name is Ashley Wiley, dog's name is Rocco, a neutered male, seen that name before. Violations for failure to license and vaccinate an animal, third offense. We've got a couple of orders I've heard in the last couple of years. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast, I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal, Rocco, a neutered male, license expired November 23rd, 2024, with a rabies expiration of June 25th, 2023. The violation is the failure to license and vaccinate an animal, third offense. Our first notice was mailed out September 3rd, 2024, with our second notice being mailed out December 4th, 2024. The citation was issued July 29th, 2025, was posted at location in City Hall August 15th, 2025, and certified mail on August 19th, 2025. The result was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted at location in City Hall November 13th, 2025, certified mail prior on October 8th, 2025. The result was signed for, the signature was unintelligible. We have a previous citation waived in 2022, hearing held in 2023, and in 2024, where orders were sent, invoices were sent and not paid. The city's recommendation is that the city requires a $5 licensing fee and current rabies. The city recommends that the $200 third offense citation be imposed to 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, on this one, I'll also go with the city's recommendation and impose a $200 third offense citation as well as require the $5 license fee and proof of current rabies vaccination. Now there's two orders in the file that were ignored apparently. Okay, moving on to number 22, I believe. Case number 2025-071379. Dog's name is Bugs, spayed dog. It's for violation. Violations for failure to license and vaccinate an animal, also third offense. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal named Bugs, a spayed dog. License expired November 23rd, 2024, for the rabies expiration of June 25th, 2023. The violation is a failure to license and vaccinate an animal, third offense. Our first notice was mailed out September 3rd, 2024, with a second notice being mailed out December 4th, 2024. The citation was issued July 29th, 2025, to posted location in City Hall, August 15th, 2025, was certified mail on August 19th, 2025, and the result was signed for, the signature was intelligible. The hearing was posted at location at City Hall November 13th, 2025, was mailed out prior on October 8th, 2025. The result was signed for it, signature unintelligible. We have a previous citation waived in 2022 and a hearing held in 2023 and in 2024. Again, both received orders and fines that were not paid. The city's recommendation is that the city requires a $5 licensing fee and current rates. The city recommends that the $200 third offense citation be imposed to 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, and with this one, I'll also go with the city's recommendation and impose a $200 third offense citation. And I've noted that there were two previous orders entered in the file that were apparently ignored. And also, we will impose a $5 license fee and proof of current rabies vaccination. Moving on to number 23, case number 2025-071-377, owner Gary Mars. The animal's name is Bandit, a neutered dog, and the violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal first.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast, I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service along with supporting documents. Bandit, a neutered dog, license expired November 7, 2024, with a rabies expiration of July 4, 2025. Violation, failure to license and vaccinate an animal, first offense. Our first notice was mailed out September 3, 2024, with the second notice being mailed out December 4, 2024. The citation was issued July 29, 2025, posted location in City Hall August 15, 2025, certified mail August 19, 2025. The result was signed for, the signature was unintelligible. Hearing was posted at location in City Hall November 13, 2025, and was certified mail prior on October 8, 2025. The result was signed for, signature unintelligible. We have no previous citation for hearings held on this address. City's recommendation, the city requires a $5 licensing fee. Concurrent rabies if not submitted within 10 days from the order. The city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed in 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay. Once again, I'll go with the city's recommendation and require a $5 license fee and proof of current rabies vaccination. If that's not submitted within 10 days of the date of the order, I'll impose a $75 first offense citation. Moving on to, I believe, number 26. Correct? No.
Yep.
Okay. Case number 2025-071-381. The owners are Nicholas Silvestro and Lauren Kaplan. Dog's name is Ace, a neutered dog. Violation of failure to license and vaccinate an animal first offense. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal Ace, a neutered dog, license expired November 7th, 2024, with a rabies expiration of April 1st, 2025. The violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal first offense. Our first notice was mailed September 3rd, 2024, with a second notice being mailed December 4th, 2024. The citation was issued July 29th, 2025, and was posted at location in City Hall August 15th, 2025. Was certified mail August 19th, 2025, and the result was unclaimed. The hearing was posted at location in City Hall November 13, 2025, and was certified mail prior on October 8, 2025. The result was unclaimed. We have no previous citations waived or hearings held. The city's recommendation is that the city require a $5 licensing fee and current rabies. If not submitted within 10 days from the order, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
Again, I agree with the city's recommendation and will enter an order requiring a $5 license fee and proof of current rabies vaccination. If that's not submitted within 10 days from the date of the order, a $75 first offense citation will be imposed.
Thank you.
Put it on to moving on to number 36. Case number 2025-071515. The owner's name is Heather Di Tommaso. Dog's name is Squeak, a stray dog. And the violation is failure to license and vaccinate an animal. First offense. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite on providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal, Tweak, spayed dog, license expired December 9th, 2024, with a rabies expiration of December 10th, 2024. The violation is for failure to license and vaccinate an animal, first offense. Our first notice was mailed first class October 1st, 2024, with a second notice being mailed January 3rd, 2025. A citation was issued July 30th, 2025, as posted at location in City Hall, August 27th, 2025, with certified mail August 28th, 2025. The result was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted at location in City Hall, November 12th, 2025, and was certified mail prior on October 8th, 2025. And the result was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. We have no previous citations waived or hearings held. The city's recommendation is that the city requires a $5 licensing fee and current rabies. If not submitted within 10 days from the order, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
I agree with the city's recommendation and will enter an order imposing, well, requiring a $5 license fee and current rabies vaccination proof and that's not submitted within 10 days of the date of the order. $75 first offense citation will be imposed. Moving on to the next case. Going fast today. Number 37, case number 2025-071517. The owner is also Heather Di Tommaso. And this other dog is named Cletus, a male dog. Violation is for failure to license an animal first offense. Please proceed.
Eva Rodriguez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with supporting documents. The animal Cletus, a male dog, license expired December 9th, 2025, with a rabies expiration. December 9th, 2024. Sorry, we made a mistake on that.
I see that.
And the rabies is exempt. So the violation is failure to license an animal. Our first notice was mailed out October 1st, 2025, with a second notice being mailed out January 3rd, 2025. The citation was issued July 30th, 2025, was posted location at City Hall August 29th, 2025. Was certified mail August 28th, 2025, and was signed for with the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted at location at City Hall November 12th, 2025, and was certified mail prior on October 8th, 2025. And the result was signed for with the signature was unintelligible. We have no previous citations waived or hearings held. The city's recommendation is that the city requires a $10 licensing fee. If not submitted within 10 days from the order, the city recommends that the $75 first offense citation be imposed due 30 days from the date of invoice.
Okay, I'll go with the city's recommendation and require a $10 license fee. And if that's not submitted within 10 days of the order, impose the $75 first offense citation. Just, what was the actual date of the license expiration?
Was 12-9-2024.
24, okay. Okay. I believe that's all that was. September 24, 25 minutes to approve. Does anybody have anything to say on those? Are those approved? We have any unfinished business?
No.
Do you have any old business?
No.
Okay. Any new business?
No.
Okay, the next animal control license hearing will be held March 3rd, 2026. Same location at 10 a.m. And with that, we're adjourned.